Jose Villatoro was advertised for a special use exception, so needs a variance, so we'll come back before you on April 7th.
So we're not hearing that tonight, or?
We're not hearing that tonight. That'll be heard on April 7th.
Okay. Need a motion?
Motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
Mr.
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Wingoth?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And I, too. Approval of minutes for December 9th, 2024.
Mr. Chairman, I will make it to approve the minutes for December 9th, 2024.
Second.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Lovinggoth?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I, too. Minutes for December 9th, 2024 have been approved. Findings of fact for December 9th, 2024.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion to approve the findings of facts for December 9th, 2024.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr.
Aye.
Mr. Lovinggoth?
Aye.
Dr. Carson? Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And I, too. The findings of fact for December 9th, 2024 have been approved. Approval of minutes for December 18th, 2024.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the minutes for December 16th, 2024 as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson? Mr. Lovinggoth?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And I, too. Minutes for December 16th, 2024 have approved. Findings of fact for December 16th, 2024.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the finding of fact for December 16th, 2024.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings? Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Lovinggoth?
Aye.
And I, too. The findings of fact for December 16th, 2024 have been approved.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the board. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an order to ensure full participation by those present, which hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance themselves in an orderly fashion take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct cannot be tolerated. May result in expulsion from the room. Some county and zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, full status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias type concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain their request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found when they're rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or table for consideration at a future meeting. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening or remain online to view deliberate at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. Proceedings are available to be viewed live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please let the DB advise that that decision will not be final until the written findings of fact are approved by the board and filed with the secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written findings of fact and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For those here this evening, if you have a cell phone, we ask that you turn to silent service during the duration of the meeting. And I also note, when you come up to the podium, make sure that you hit the button so the light is green. That indicates that your microphone is on and recording. And board members, I'd also like to just remind the board, I believe all of these applications this evening are ones that were originally scheduled for January the 6th when we had the snowstorm. And I appreciate the public's cooperation in rescheduling those dates and staff getting on theirs as quickly as we could. Certainly we had publishing notification things that we had to do to make sure we could hear these, as unfortunate it was having the snowstorm, but we were happy we could get these folks on as quickly as